Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Mortiza. Well, in the program The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. There is no compulsion in religion. This is a verse from the Holy Book of Islam, Quran, chapter 2, verse 256. It is a verse in Quran and Allah explicitly prohibited forced conversion. We understand no one, including the Prophet himself and other infallibles, can force people to accept Islam and become Muslims. So forcing people to become Muslims is just the image that it is usually projected by Western medias and some, unfortunately, corrupted scholars. They have no influential positions, these people, among true believers and honest human beings. They are doing whatever they can to defame this great religion and portray a violent picture of this religion. But everyone understands that Islam brings peace and mercy to the mankind. And of course, this is the very, very important part. And of course, the path of guidance stands out clear from the error. It will happen sooner or later. And these sources of evil cannot make true believers to deviate from the right path of believing in a great religion. So they will not lose the right guidance. They have, these sources, these evil sources have already failed to do so. And they will not stop, unfortunately, attacking this religion and imposing poisonous inspiration against Islam in the minds and hearts of the people. But, you know, this great religion continues to grow. It happens on a very regular and daily basis around the world. We have many, many volunteers converting to Islam from European and even American countries. Islam is the most fast-growing religion in West because it happens because the clarity of Islam and its emphasis on reason and rational proofs excludes certainly any need to impose it by force. For instance, in West, Islam is not the dominant religion. It has no force and cannot impose its doctrine over others. But we have the highest number of converts to Islam from those regions. It is a documented evidence. There are a lot of surveys show that there are a lot of voluntarily conversion to Islam from those areas. So I can certainly bring many other examples to support my idea that Islam has never penetrated the hearts of people or converts by force. They had talent, they had such a feeling, they wanted to find the right path. So certainly the clarity of Islam helped them to find the right path and they started to convert to this religion. So Islam works on the natural disposition and on the nature of mankind and offers it its faith, which can best actually nurture and flourish it to the highest level. That's what truly suits honest nature. So if we protect and guard our nature against evil, certainly we have some basic requirements to receive the best form of faith. So if we have that, certainly we will get on the right track to follow the true religion. So Islam has many clear indications that is showing that it is certainly opposed to the use of force in the religious faith. Islam is just offered to people, and its religious message is only preached. The remaining part is going back to the individual. They can accept it, they can reject it, or they can follow it. So the application of force has never resulted in any fruitful outcome. This needs to be considered by anyone as a Muslim, as a convert, or even as a non-believer. We cannot force people to accept what they really don't like it. So on the contrary, such a forceful conversion or such a forceful idea ends up in enmity, hostility. So using force to make people accept what they really don't like is not a wise mean, and it will finally fail to do so. Islam was spread not through force but enlightenment, in the words of Noman Ali Khan.
This is a tragedy. One after another, after another, after another, and it's not going to stop. And we know it's not going to stop. We know it's not going to stop. The only thing we can do, instead of being overwhelmed by this flood of tragedy and constantly just figuring out a way to justify to somebody, you know, how we're not crazy. Because by the way, they're going to think we're crazy no matter what. You can't impress them. You could try. Messengers tried too. If messengers weren't good enough for them, we're definitely not good enough for them. Let me tell you. There's no way to impress them. No matter how we do right, the people who hate will always hate. The people who make fun will always make fun. But we better give them the right reasons to make fun of us. The right reasons are we stand by Islam. We are the people of reason. We are the people of intelligence. We are the people. The greatest threat of Islam was not its force. And this is I promise this is my last point. The greatest threat of Islam was not its force, was not the sword, was not the weapon. The greatest threat of Islam was the power of its ideas and how it challenged injustice head on and how it questioned the integrity of other philosophies, other ideas. How can you think like that? How can you act like that? How can you judge like that? أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِيهِ تَدْرُسُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Why don't you think? How do you make your decisions? This was the reason, this is a religion of أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرًا I call to Allah with eyes open, a religion of thought. We are no longer a thoughtful people. So Islam is no longer. What we think this, the threat of Islam in the West, the threat of Islam is its militancy. The militancy is nothing. This is nothing. The real threat to the Quraysh, Quraysh were rattled, not at Badr, but back in Makkah. They were shaken up just by the ayat, the word of Allah was enough. It was enough to take a tradition that was there for thousands of years and it was rattled just by a few words of Allah. Just by a few words. Some things happened. We're not connected with that word anymore. You know, when somebody wants to win an argument, when two people have an argument and you don't have a response, then you get angry. And you start yelling. And when you start yelling, it is proof that you lost. When you in an argument start yelling, it is proof that you lost because you don't have a reasonable answer left. And it frustrated you, so you got angry. And when two people have an argument and you lost and you hit the other, that is also proof that you lost. Because you could not defeat him with words, so you figured you could try to defeat him with your hand. This is actually indication that you're not strong enough in what you have to say. My argument to you is, our deen, Allah has given us words, there are no stronger words. There is no stronger message. We don't have to resort to anything else. And when we do, it is as though we are admitting that this isn't strong enough. But it is. We're not strong enough because we're not connected to this word enough. And we have to be the people that produce the most intellectual responses, the most reasonable responses, the ones that challenge the immorality of the world. In the most profound and thought-provoking way. And we have to empower this ummah again by opening up our minds, by opening up this book and thinking the way it wants us to think. To show that religion is not a way to close the mind and close the eyes and close the hearts. It is the way to open the mind and to engage in dialogue and to bring civilization to humanity. They think the solution is when you get rid of religion. And we're saying the solution is when you bring the true religion. Yes, false religion will bring oppression. False religion will bring oppression. But when you bring the deen of Allah, it's a thing of beauty. If we don't show them that, who will? That's why Allah put you and me on this earth. To be members of this ummah is an honor. It's not a small thing. We are carrying collectively 1/5 of the ummah's population on our shoulders, the burden that was placed on the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what you and I carry every single day, whether we admit it or not. And when we don't do something about that burden, and we don't show humanity what it is, we're in trouble. Not just with the authorities or with the media, we're in trouble with Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر
Subhanallah walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. You can say it once or 100 times or more. You'll feel at peace inside and it'll open every door.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program, The Teacher. So force cannot make people to follow a certain way of life. And of course, everybody knows that what God has prescribed has always been true. Because God is all-knowing and God is all-wise. So he has devised the best strategies, not the weakest, to disseminate his faith. Voluntarily conversion makes follower become real and true believers. On the other hand, forceful conversion creates more hypocrites. So Islam actually wants more true believers, not hypocrites. Because Allah is all-knowing and all-wise, he never proposed or offered force and compulsion as a means to lead mankind to the right path of faith. Everyone has the freedom of choice. And also, he has the freedom of choice of his religion. So it is gifted to us. So when we have such a power, God doesn't need to force us to accept something. Allah certainly wants us to use these capacities, these powers, to find the right path, but never forces us to do so. So we will have to go on our favorite choice of life. If we look at the book of Islam, for instance, from another point of view, there are a lot of verses, but the most outstanding verse is like this. You have your religion and I have my religion. So it is mentioned in Surah Al-Kafirun, verse 6. So what does that mean? What kind of message does that convey? Explicitly, it indicates that Islam is opposed to any form of compulsion and force. And of course, we learn from the Quran that in the world, in this physical world, there will be people with all types and kinds of faith. People have their freedom to follow a certain kind of faith. No oppression or force can truly guarantee that a convert is a true believer. As I said, it makes people wear the masks of the religion, but in their hearts, they work against the religion. We had many examples of this type of untrue believers in the history. In actual fact, Almighty Allah will judge people in respect to their sincere faith on the last day and will part believers from hypocrites. So these unbelievers show off and perform religious obligations unwillingly. This is important. Therefore, they are categorized by Allah as unbelievers and hypocrites. And these people converted to Islam reluctantly, not voluntarily. I mean, for this reason, they cannot be considered the true believer of Islam or real Muslims. So they are classified as untrue believers. And because God is all-knowing, all-wise, they will be actually judged on the last day and they will not be listed as true Muslims. So when we take a look at all these documents and reasons, we will certainly interpret to ourselves and even to our community that we are living in, that this religion, the great religion of Islam, is not forcing even pagans, non-believers, to come and accept this religion. This religion offers its message and shows people and helps people to receive the true guidance. The rest is falling upon those listeners or those people who are receiving such information to accept or reject. So there is no compulsion, there is no obligatory message from the religious point of view that this religion must be disseminated through force and by, for instance, killing, looting, I don't know, extortioning, and etc. and etc. So this religion is a peaceful religion, and God has helped the Prophet Muhammad and other infallibles to offer this religion to the nature of the people and then its old people to accept it or reject it. My advice, go around, find certain information, and then let your nature to decide to follow the greatest religion of the universe. Oh, Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed it. Do not forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode, goodbye.